Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great, great, great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two. Very excited to welcome for the first time on the program the CEO of Synergy Health DPC. And they're a great organization that is doing some incredible work relative to helping people and trying to help people understand what can be done to stop this Omicron SARS COVID madness that's going on. We'll have Dr. Richard Bartlett will be with us. He created a big stir when he talked about budesonide as a protocol, and he was using it here in Texas with great success. And we'll talk with Dr. Richard Bartlett and Brian, who is also a nurse practitioner, coming up at the bottom of hour number two. And if you've got anybody right now that is in the hospital or is ill or is suffering from the effects of COVID or whatever this, I refer to it, I believe this is a CCP, China virus biological weapon. I'm not discounting that it can be serious if left untreated. And we even talked about that yesterday with Brent Hamachek when we talked about ivermectin and the study that they published that was, anyway, holes destroy it because it wasn't administered the way that every doctor that is treating this and recommending it actually uses it. So at any rate, I had it. I know the seriousness of it. I understand it. And we treated it. And I'm here because it was treated. So the suggestion here isn't, oh, just ignore it and pretend like it's a placebo. Yes, it's a situation that needs to be treated. What Brian and Synergy Health and Dr. Bartlett are saying is there is a way to treat it. And going to the hospital and getting yourself put on a respirator, not the way to go, in their opinion, in the opinion of many medical professionals. All right, top of the next hour, IQ Al-Rasuli is back with us. He's back from his vacation, and he is back with us. We'll talk with him, in particular, from a person living in a foreign country, looking in and wondering and scratching his head, does America have a pro-American president or not? He suggests or not. We'll be back, or we'll be talking to him top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, James Herson is back with us. And, man, James is just an incredible, incredible guy. Culture, law, and business analysis. And we'll talk with him. Disney now caught in its own mousetrap. And here's one on his site that I didn't see. I sent him a text about Will Smith. We'll hit on that. But China has apparently canceled Keanu Reeves. Did you see that? The CCP has canceled Keanu Reeves. Oh, they're letting his film, Toy Story 4, in which he voices a character, they're allowing it to be played over there, but they've eliminated his name from the credits. I wonder why. We'll talk with James about that. All right.
Well, folks, very quickly, the left has a religion, progressives, communists, socialists, or however you might describe them, have a belief, and in many ways, it has a similar theme. They believe that man is flawed and incapable of handling his affairs, therefore they must be governed in order to protect them from themselves. They believe that certain individuals possess a greater ability than other members of society, and thus these are the ones who collectively will decide for everyone else how life should be lived. This leads to their efforts to put government in charge of every aspect of life. In order to do this, they must first eliminate all other competing forms of leadership and or independence, because this kind of liberty and free thinking can only lead to the destruction of and the destruction of man. I love autocorrect. Can only lead to the destruction of man due to his it just left it as an. Hello. Anyway, it's funny how it'll put words in that make absolutely no sense and leave those. Like, you know, like it'll leave in a word that's L-E-F. I don't know what that word is, but it thinks it's a word. I don't know. They've got foreigners that are making these programs. It's crazy. Don Jans is in the background laughing. I apologize, Don. Let me bring you out onto the stage. No. Welcome. Oh, my gosh. All right. Let me get this out real quick. So, they must first eliminate all other competing forms of leadership and or independence, because this kind of liberty and free thinking can only lead to the destruction of man due to his inability to manage himself in such an environment. The greatest threat to their perfect world is this antiquated idea of God. God is really just an excuse to act in ways the collective finds harmful or out of step with the rest of their world. So for their system of war, for example, they must control the narrative on morality. Now, they will say that they do not believe in morality being mandated from the state and accuse those on the right of being moral Nazis. Yet the first area they attack is sex, and in particular children and their active involvement in sex. This is done to destroy their natural inhibition so that later they can coerce them into more serious immoral behavior. And because their natural conscience has been damaged or destroyed, they are more easily able to manipulate children to achieve their goals. This is a moral issue and is a core moral issue, as we will see when we present the conservative side. And I've got a whole thing on this, but Don, I want to give you a chance to talk about this effort by the left, and that's what they're doing right now. They're still in the process of destroying our foundation, because 70% of Americans still profess to be Christian, and they've got to get that number down, what, probably somewhere in the 30 percentile range?
Their goal is zero.
Okay, well, there you go.
Their goal is zero. There has never been in my studies, and I think I've studied a lot. Well, I know I've studied a lot of them, probably most of them, maybe even all of them. There's never been a situation where the evils of what I would call the evils of hell, the immorality, the support of the perversion, where the evils of hell do not proceed and are a road to bringing in the forces of tyranny. And communism, Marxism, social collectivism is tyranny. That is their whole goal. What we find is they are always consistent in their end. And their end is to destroy. They have to get rid of the Bible. Mm-hmm. The Bible is their number one chief enemy. Why? Because the Bible teaches morality. The Bible teaches that there are absolutes. The Bible teaches that there is a living God. And this is totally contrary to their ultimate belief. They have to destroy the Bible. That's their end goal. And our Constitution also is a real enemy of theirs. Our Constitution is a real enemy of theirs because it supports the belief of God and that God gave us our rights and our liberties, and it supports a limited government, which is totally contrary to their belief. Their belief is an all-consuming government, a government that is God. And so what we're finding is that there's only one consistency, but their belief is the ends justify the means, and they can use any means they want. Even they I don't know if they picked this up from the Muslims or if it's just inherent to evil, but they believe that you can use evil to bring about what they would call good. So lying about their beliefs to enforce their beliefs is totally appropriate. That's all part of their game.
And I would suggest that they don't perceive it as evil. We see that. I mean, obviously, those of us that have a principled belief system recognize the evil that is inherent in that concept. But they don't see it as evil. As I said, they see us as being the evil. They are absolutely convinced that we're the bad guys.
Absolutely. On Facebook this week, I asked a question, and the question is can a society that brings forth things like killing babies, infanticide, they're killing babies now in Maryland, it's legal, and it's going to be legal in California very soon, that you can kill a baby now once they've been born up to 28 days. Now, that's child sacrifice. That's child sacrifice to the religion of secularism and to the state, or to God, the state of secularism. Can you, as a society, continue to exist when you will allow this type of evil to be a part of your society? And the left says, yes, you can. The left says that type of thing, killing, sacrificing babies to their secular religion is acceptable.
And again,
I don't know of any society that has ever allowed a child sacrifice that exists for a very long period of time.
And let me just say again that their mindset is, Gosnell brought this forward, and it's interesting, they haven't yet embraced some of these things that Gosnell said, but they have in so many words. They believe that humans are the problem, not the solution. A certain grouping of them as a collective have decided, right, that man and beast are equal. Man is the destructive force. Nature is the answer, in so many words. And so as a result of that, two things are at play in their mindset. One, the child coming forth, and they don't really see it as a child, but if we get to that place and can have that conversation, then their argument is going to be, well, but you don't understand, we don't believe the quality of their life is going to be, you know, that good, and so we're saving them years of misery. Okay, listen, this is the same argument, ladies and gentlemen, that they use to euthanize the elderly. They decide whose lives have value and whose lives are going to have the value that they are deciding that life needs to have, the quality. They are the bearers and the owners and the givers of the quality of life, because they have put themselves in the position of being as a god. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. The American media is participating in something I'm going to show you if you're watching us. I'll tell you about this, but there's a DVD that I highly recommend you get. Look, I'm not getting anything for encouraging this. It's put out by looks like WND Films. Disinformation, the secret strategy to destroy the West. The true story of a Soviet bloc spy chief who left the dark side to shine a light on the greatest source of political evil in today's world. Disinformation. You got to get this DVD. If you can't find the DVD and you like to read books, read the book. But it's General Pacheco, and he outlines some of the areas of disinformation. And in fact, my dear friend Larry Klayman yesterday made a comment on the program about the Catholic Church and their destruction of Nazis, or their collaboration with Nazis to kill Jews. And ladies and gentlemen, I we have to dispel this, because the reality is that is a piece of Russian disinformation that has now been accepted 50 some odd years later, almost 60 years later, as fact. When the fact is that the Pope at the time, during the Nazi war, during the war with Hitler, actually saved the lives of over 500,000 Jews. And the list of things that he did to help the Jewish people in multiple areas around the world, Poland and other places, there is historical fact that supports that he did that, to the point, Don, that in 1959 he was given the highest award given to a non-Israeli by Israel for his assistance in helping save the Jews. Why then did he become named the Nazi Pope? Because, according to Pacheco, they made a comic book that they sent around the world, millions of copies around the world, propagating the idea, and the purpose behind it was because the Catholic Church was effectively inhibiting the ability for the Russians to get, or the Soviet Union to get, full control of the communist bloc. And so in order for them to be able to gain full control, they needed to discredit the Catholic Church, turn people against the Catholic Church and the Pope, because they were a hindrance to the goal of USSR, of the communists, in fully and completely crushing any efforts at resistance. Most people don't know that.
No.
And that's why they look at what they're doing to people here in this country. When you stop and think about it, those of us that love God, are followers of Jesus Christ, traditional values, constitutional originists, understand the Christian founding of our country, we are now listed, according to this administration, they've crossed the threshold, and they have identified that we are, in fact, the domestic terrorists.
Right. And they received support from the media. They received support not just from your standard media, but from all forms of media now. It's interesting to me how the left, the collectivist movement, has always been able to use language. They've always been masters at using different terms and different words. And of course, we see this explicitly in the way they have specifically turned around that bill in Florida, that bill that says parents protect education. You know that name better than I do. That today is the don't say gay bill. And right. if you go any place, you see don't say gay. It has nothing to do with saying gay. But that's how propaganda works. And we see propaganda so explicitly in our whole society today. Evil always uses propaganda because propaganda is lying. Propaganda is evil.
And it's called. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No. Well, it's basically a parental rights bill. Is what it is. And that's, you know, that's its purpose is to establish parental rights and to protect. It's a child protection bill that protects a child from being indoctrinated by this perverted sexual agenda at least until they're 9 or 10 years of age. And even at that, one would argue that that's way too young. But, you know, this is what they were able to get through. From preschool to third grade, you can't introduce just this gender dysphoria concept and this gender dysphoria idea. And that's what it does. It protects the innocence of children. And that is that's a critical element in our culture. 10 seconds.
Propaganda has completely turned that whole bill around to where people think it's a bad bill now. This is no different from calling killing babies choice when it is truly murder. And that has allowed because we haven't called.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is John MacArthur with another Portrait of Grace. As Jesus stood on a hillside in Galilee speaking to people who were gathered at his feet, some birds must have flown across the sky. And Jesus said, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?" You see, Jesus was saying that God gives life and sustains every bird. He has given them an instinct to find what is necessary to survive, and you are much more valuable to him than birds. If God sustains the life of a bird, don't you think he'll take care of you? But a bird also has to work for its food, and you have to work for yours. Just as God provides for the bird through its own effort, so he will provide for you.
It's spring. There's new life popping up everywhere. So it's easy to forget that tragedy and death are also part of life. So this question is one that cannot be ignored.
Are you prepared to meet God? Are you ready?
Billy Graham says you're not ready to meet God until you've asked Jesus Christ to forgive your sins.
Physical death is just the death of the body because the spirit lives on. But if your spirit that lives in your body lives on and is away from God, what a terrible tragedy. Now, God has a rescue plan. And his rescue effort is centered in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. That's why Christ came. That's why he died on the cross. That's what the cross is all about.
You can begin a relationship with Jesus right now, and we can help. Visit us at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm so glad to have my next guest back with me. It is just always a joy to have him. I want to welcome to the program my friend James Herson. James, I have to tell you, your website's different. You used to, there it is. Now I see it. Okay. I didn't see your bio up for just a minute there, and I was like, I'm trying
to. Okay.
Yeah,
it's still there.
It is still there. So James Herson is an attorney, and he is also a psychologist, and he's got to be scratching his head and wondering what in the world is going on. What's happened to the rule of law in America, right, James? I mean, the Senate just approved a person who believes that pedophiles are being, I guess, unfairly targeted in our legal system, and they should be allowed to just run free and go ahead and victimize, you know, children, because that's, I guess, that's okay now. I you know what, you and I've talked about this for many years now, and I've said for years that the North American Man Boy Love Association is a part of the homosexual agenda. Pedophilia is a part of their agenda. They didn't want the public to see that, because it doesn't, you know, a man bloodying the backside of a child is not seen as a victim.
Yeah, no, there's no question. Look, I think once you start normalizing mental illness and normalizing criminal behavior, as a society, that's something that gains its own steam. And we know, when I say it gains its own steam, we've talked many times, and people that listen to you know, this is spiritual. We have proof that the battle that we're in it's terrible that we're not honoring our rule of law, but it's even more terrible that we're not honoring God's laws. And so you can see it, and it's interesting, you mentioned the approval of Jackson. The idea that in America, a person, regardless of their ethnicity, who says they cannot define what a woman is and has a record of ridiculous leniency on the people that sexually assault children, then we know that this is a spiritual battle. We see it.
Yeah.
And in particularly this attack on children, you know, comes on the same day that, and the press refuses to cover this, where we have, it appears to be another Kermit the Gosnell case going on in Washington, D.C., where there's basically infanticide going on with extremely late term or even post birth deaths of innocent children. And it's no accident that our blessed Lord said it would be better that a millstone was hung around the neck of a person that were cast into the sea if they would harm one of these little ones. And we actually see a society that not only won't defend its own young, innocent, precious children, but has a record of murdering them, and a record now of trying to normalize this behavior that defiles their precious innocence. And the innocence of children is a gift. It's a beautiful gift from God, and we have proof of that because we are instructed in our faith to be like children, that we are to emulate that innocence. And so it's straight from the devil to want to destroy the innocence of children. And that is where we are. And to associate that with the United States of America, it breaks all of our hearts. But that, if we don't have a revival, a real revival in our hearts and in our actions in this country, we're going down a path of destruction. I mean, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah are going to file suit that we've emulated them. We've breached their copyright because we've become the United States of Sodom and Gomorrah.
It is absolutely horrific what you're discussing. Five fully formed aborted babies were found in D.C. Wednesday afternoon. Some strange and unsettling news began to leak out of our nation's capital. The information flow picked up on Thursday with major outlets reporting that D.C. police discovered five aborted babies at the home of anti-abortion activist Lauren Handy. this is really crazy.
Yeah, and it's, thanks to Lila Rose, who's been a warrior princess in all this for decades, fighting for the life of little kids. She was able to get it into certain media outlets. But this is the amazing thing, which says a lot about the evil of our country today. The media will not cover the story, just like they wouldn't cover Kermit Gosnell. And the media and police will not even investigate. Either the D.C. police, which is basically the only, but, obviously there hasn't been an interstate aspect of this that invokes the FBI, but we don't expect them to get involved. So it's this D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is refusing to allow the D.C. police to even investigate. So not only does it appear there's a dire need to investigate what are likely to be illegal practices in this one of these abortion clinics, but the media wants to cover it up. And the authorities don't want to engage in what the rule of law would require. And,
And rule of law would require, because of the situation, that the DA get involved and an investigation commence to determine how these babies died. Here's the response. John Wesley Reed, editor-in-chief of the Standing for Freedom Center, aptly summarized how wrong-footed the D.C. police's response to discovery has been. He wrote, a D.C. assistant police chief said the babies appear to have been aborted in accordance with D.C. law, and there doesn't appear to be anything criminal about that, except for how they got into the house, Reed went on to say. It's horrifying that the crime they're concerned about is how the dead babies got into the house, not the fact that they were killed. And let me read this. This is an article from CBN News, and good on them for writing this. William Wilberforce famously said, "You may choose to look the other way." I'm going to have a hard time getting this one out, folks. "You may choose to look the other way, but you can never again say you didn't know." Folks, we will stand before God and we will have to answer. Did we pick up the phone and at least make a phone call? Did we at least voice a concern? Did we at least express our disgust? Did we at least cry out to God for justice? We will stand before God. Mark my words. Judgment will come. And judgment's coming on this nation for its complete and utter disregard. People claiming Christian and this and no action. People claiming Christian and nominating a woman who would set free a pedophile, and not just nominating, but voting in favor of that kind of disgust. We will answer to God, James.
Well, the thing, and the what makes it so horrific And by the way, you had brought up that the only crime they're interested in is this pro-life woman from an organization where they were preserving the evidence, in essence, and that somehow they wrongfully took possession of these babies' bodies. But it's the pictures are so horrible that anyone who sees them, their hearts are touched, except for the people that want to cover this up in the media and the people involved in the government of Washington, D.C.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a verse that I'm going to read you about trampling the blood of Christ out of Hebrews chapter 10 when we come back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Romans chapter 1 tells us that if we don't do something about the evil that we see, then it's as if we've participated with those that we know are involved. But here's something even more direct out of Hebrews chapter 10. For if we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite, or hath done despot, unto the Spirit of grace. You were and I were talking in the break about a protest that occurred in Burbank, and Sean Fuchs is the worship leader that is going across the country, back and forth across the country. He's been right near here where I'm at, and led worship at an empty cross that sits on Highway 10 in Kerrville, Texas. And many people know about the empty cross. If you've never experienced it, it is truly a destination. And the statues that are there and the presence of God that is on that mountain. But Sean led a protest. And James, tell us about the protest and tell us about who he was protesting. And give us your thoughts with regards to it. You live in the belly of the beast.
I certainly do, and Sean is from California, and we were talking about this. He ran for Congress here as a conservative. He has become he's a worship leader from Bethel, the Bethel megachurch, but he's become more than that. He's been someone that's just like you, is leading a revival in the country, and he uses the social media to have these spontaneous, pretty spontaneous gatherings. He's had a few of them out here He draws tens of thousands of people, but he's not just an evangelist. He's someone, because he ran for office, he's engaged in the issues. And so Burbank is where the Walt Disney Company, which, by the way, I think the family should sue them to change the name, because Walt Disney would not be happy with this company today.
No.
But where their headquarters are in Burbank, California, and had tens of thousands of people protesting what has become the worst business destruction of a brand in the history of America, which is now that Disney's CEO, his name is Bob Chapek. There's only been like three big CEOs, Michael Eisner, Bob Iger, and this guy, Bob Chapek, has caved completely to a minority group of employees within his company and allowed Disney to be taken over by people who are in the grip of the demonic. And thanks to Chris. And it's the same person. Her name is Carrie Burke. She claims to have children that are pansexual and non-binary, whatever that means. Basically, it's a denial of the gift that God gave us of having boys and girls and men and women. And we know the same people that tell us to follow this science ignore the chromosomes, the XX and the XY, which does not change regardless of drugs and surgery. So this woman, who's a president of the General Entertainment Content Division, has already been seen on previous videos talking about how, you know, she intends to accelerate the characters, the agenda of LGBTIA plus audiences. And now she's saying that on this video that Generation Z, which is the even younger than the millennials, are, according to her, queerer than the previous generations, which we can, you know, that's a different subject, whether they are or aren't, but they're going to cater to them. And so what we essentially have is a company that fostered and built over many, many decades this brand which of trust with families and parents, with the smiling face of Mickey Mouse, and now is going to, in essence, indoctrinate children with this very dangerous and evil message that somehow gender is a social construct and they should be given an opportunity to choose whether they're going to be surgically dismembered or be chemically castrated at the most ridiculous young ages, age of four. And so essentially what this has done is it's caused Disney stock to fall. It's caused people to cancel Disney streaming service, Disney Plus, rightfully so. And it's caused a lot of people, I mean, anecdotally, just in my circle, everybody I know, to say, to swear off Disney's theme parks, because at their theme parks, for example, they've instructed the employees at the theme parks to no longer use the words boys and girls.
Right.
And no longer say ladies and gentlemen, that they're going to change, they're going to say, you know, to get away, to be more inclusive. You know, and the fact is, they're completely caught in a series of contradictions, because they, one of the most famous products is the creation of young female characters that are princesses and princes. So So what are they going to do with those characters? They haven't been able to deal with that, but in a bunch of other things that they can't deal with. But thank God there's some people waking up and saying, I'm going to shut off Disney.
Yeah, it's something. And of course, the stock has dropped. They've lost $109 billion in value. $60 per share has been lost as a result of this. And some are suggesting a class action suit. Back with more Chosen right after this.
This week from Insight for Living from Chuck Swindoll.
Your goal in life is not the other person changing, it's you changing. And it's amazing what happens when you and I change. It makes all the difference in the world, in our life, in our home, and at our work.
Join us when Chuck Swindoll unveils the rich treasures in the book of Colossians this week on Insight for Living.